Welcome to break number 7. I've noticed my previous breaks are getting kind of long, so let's make this a quick one here today. It won't be hard because this is a very simple verse and it says it all. And as I have learned, we'll get into it here in a minute, but as I have learned about computers and iPhones and all these things, I'm realizing that I'm old enough to just say the whole thing, it's beyond me. And as I listened to a meeting the other day talking about the location services that are available, that are taking place right now within our phones as we all travel across the country and things, I realize I've learned that you can walk by a store at a mall and on your phone will pop up some coupons because the world out there notices that you're walking by this store, so they pop some coupons to you for that particular store. They know where you're at all times. It's an amazing thing. So I'm sitting there listening to these things, and I'm sitting there listening to them in a manner that most people seem not to anymore, and that's the understanding of the scriptures regarding the coming of the Antichrist, etc., etc. All those things that will be taking place. And people sitting there and they're thinking, oh, this is really exciting, this is really neat, that they can do these things for us no matter where we are. And there are some people that know that there's something wrong with that, so they don't play into that. But yet in so many cases you have no choice. You're going to play into that because you have to. But this computer world out there is just progressing so quickly, and there's so much of it is beyond older people like me. So all I can think of is this verse in 1 Corinthians 15. And this verse, again, is so simple. And it says it all. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Now we know that manners is not talking about thank you, please, and thank you, you're welcome, and, you know, hold how to put your forks, how to cut your use your knife to cut your dinners. We're talking about manner of life that Paul talks about. The Christian walk, the Christian life, which has so changed. I would even say even within my lifetime in the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years, things have changed so much. We thought it was bad back when I lived in Las Vegas, and now the whole country is beyond that even. So somewhere along the line, we got deceived. Christians have been deceived. The world is the world. What do they know? They're doing their thing. And yes, are they being deceived by the devil? No, they're just following the devil. They're just following the god of this world. People can believe in the devil or not. It's there. It's real. According to the scriptures, he's real, and he is the god of this world. Yes, God is in charge, but you know, God doesn't make anything happen. God is not down here now blessing and cursing people based on their walk. This world belongs to the devil. The stores, the environment, the economy, all this stuff we're reading about, is his world. So it's the Christians, over time, that have been deceived. It used to just be the King James Bible is all they needed, and they'd read it, and they would realize that the Gospels are about Jesus to the Jews. Then they'd get into Acts, and then they realize this Paul guy comes along, and then they start looking, that's the Christian walk, that's where the Christianity takes place for the Gentiles today, and they would get a hold of that thing. Nobody had to shock them with a verbal slap in the face about a big heavy emphasis on rightly dividing. It just makes sense. It's trying to take something that's so complicated from pastors and preachers anymore, something so complicated, make it very simple. Well, what's so simple about it? Well, you know, King James Bible. Understand that we're supposed to be looking to Paul. It's that simple. So we have churches today that have been deceived. We have people that have been deceived. People that didn't believe and accept perverted lifestyles 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 15 years ago, now accept it, now believe it. What's happened? Our teenagers are doing things that we never did as teenagers, never even thought about it. We had guns in the backs of our trucks. We had things that took place. We didn't get off into the lusting that goes on today in an average thing. We didn't think that it would be okay to change from a man to a woman. We didn't even consider that stuff. So what's happened? Why do Christians even go along with this stuff? The Bible doesn't say that. Well, the modern Bibles do. And that modern Bible is a form of communication. The TV doesn't seem to be an issue anymore, yet I have an article here where TV is still watched by kids, adults. We've got TVs, we've got magazines, we've got movies. And people used, I know a pastor that used to preach against going to the movies, but yet every time they get done with church, they'd stop at Blockbuster and bring a movie home. Oh, so what you're saying then is movie theaters are not good, but movies are okay. And these good Christian movies are okay. Yeah, they put forth a false gospel. They may be sweet, pretty, long-haired, dress-wearing ladies with very obedient children, because if the children don't obey, dad's going to beat the snout out of them, so they become obedient little children. And when they get to be older, they rebel against the whole scene, and they leave, and they get into drinking and living the way they want. We could go through that whole scene, too. But all it was is there's evil communications deceiving people. Well, what about the Internet? Well, talk about massive communication evilness. iPhones, the games that come across those things, the information they get from you to program in, you're ready for the control. The Antichrist is going to control it. So we know this stuff. We hear this stuff, and we see it. And we see it taking place. So if anybody says, what happened here? Well, it's very simple. Evil communications has corrupted the Christian walk. It's just that simple. And people were deceived, and they thought it was fine. So you come along with this King James Bible, and you show them the Paul thing, and it used to be people would go, well, I never saw that before. That's interesting. They would no longer be deceived. But once, have you learned that once you start digging into Paul's books and reading them over and over, and you learn these things, and you start looking around, and you become undeceived even more. And you get undeceived even more. You start to see more and more of the light that's going on. And you realize that, boy, this really is, the world really does belong to the devil. And it's just communications. Here's an article I read the other day. Teens spend average of 9 hours a day absorbing media. They use the word media. It's too bad they didn't use evil communications years and years ago. Teenagers spend nearly 9 hours a day absorbing media, and despite all the new options, you know, internet and things, music and television remain the favorites. So they go through this thing and they talk about percentages, and it's based on, you know, 3,000 kids. So what do they know? Well, this still probably has a somewhat reliable conclusion. 2/3 of teenagers say they listen to music every day. 50% said the same about watching TV. By the contrast, 45% reported using social media every day, and only 36% said they enjoyed that activity a lot. Twice as many said they really enjoyed their music. And it goes on with more facts and things here. Then the article even talks about the whole intent of this article is to show this concern: the number of youngsters who feel comfortable multitasking while doing homework. Multitasking, meaning they're doing their homework as they listen to TV. They do their homework while they're listening to their phone music or to their CDs. I can't even think of the initials anymore. Anyway, they're listening to their music. Well, see, the issue here is not whether they can multitask or not. Part of the reason they can multitask, by the way, is because homework is so blah. Homework is so dull. Homework is so not homework. It's not thinking. It's just not. It's just an amazing thing. But that's another issue. But here's the issue. It isn't multitasking. It's the fact that these children, these teenagers, these even adults that listen to music all the time, listening to their media all the time, evil communications is corrupting them. And just look at it. People dress the way movies portray. People have sayings and slogans, and they talk like the movies. They talk like the TV is presented, the music has done it. I can't even begin to remember the things I think of when I see these things taking place. I see kids, they act like somebody else, they talk like somebody else. And we're living in North Dakota here, where, you know, it wasn't 20 years ago, the TV was all they had to find out what it was like out in the rest of the world. TV and the newspaper and magazines and things. And you go back a long time ago, they didn't even have that taking place. They were just locally grown kids, and that's all they knew about. So over time, as media has grown, do some of you folks remember when news was maybe a 10-minute blurb on TV, when TV first came out? Then they went to Walter Cronkite to 30-minute news broadcasts, and then they went across the ocean with a cable, and now we can get worldwide, and now we have instant news. We have instant communications. We can text somebody and hear back from them across the world in seconds, and even less than seconds. So really, this is not a expounded verse. This is just a reminder that this one verse just says it all. This is such a huge verse. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. And I've said a lot recently that if we find ourselves being pulled away from our King James Bible, the only other thing out there is evil communications. It's either other books, it's either other movies, or you're listening to music too much. And if parents would ever listen to the words that the kids' music consists of, well, they probably wouldn't care, I guess, but there's evil communications in there. And they even just the musical elements, the beat versus melody and rhythm. I've got a whole website based on that sort of a thing. How music itself, just music, no lyrics, no words, no flashy pictures, no visuals or colors, just the music, can also be evil communications. But it doesn't have to be. But it usually is. Music is not an evil thing. It's what people do with their music, and it's what the modern music has done with, it's called absolute music. Music of pure purity is no longer, popular, of course, not added the beat to it. From popular swing to jazz to rock to all the stuff that's going on today. Now the churches have it going on in there because they want to get their kids to come. You know what it is? It all boils down to evil communications. And we all have it. We all see it. We all hear it. We are all around it. But you just got to stay in your King James Bible. And that will counter that evil communications. And if you're fortunate enough to have control over your own life, you can turn off, unsubscribe, not listen to, not be part of the evil communications that has taken Christians today and taught them that evil is okay. Which is exactly what Isaiah talks about. That's another sermon sometime. Well, there you go. Just like that. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. And I think one more thought here is I think if we look back at what Paul teaches, we will find that we ourselves are still part of some manner of life corruption. Can we go back? Well, no, but we sure have to be thankful that we're in part of the dispensation of grace and that our works, our corrupted good manners will burn, and we won't. We have to be thankful for the dispensation of grace that we are part of. And like Paul says in Romans chapter 11 here, he says, it's the least thing we can do here. I'm sorry, Romans chapter 12. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So we don't have to let these grace preachers teach us that, well, hey, we've got God's grace, dress the way you want, listen to the music the way you want, go where you want, do what you ever want to do, but we've got the mystery of Christ figured out, and we've got the fellowship of the mystery, and life is full of grace, and God is full of grace. Yes, but Paul does tell us that we should present our bodies, so physical day-to-day living, holy and acceptable unto God. I'm glad he's made me the righteousness of God, so my flesh is going to burn the stuff. I'm very glad about that. Which is your reasonable service, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God, which we will talk about that one of these days too. It's the mind. Get that mind going. What we do in our walk will burn. But don't let that mind be deceived. Don't let your walk be corrupted by evil communication. Stick with Paul. Stick with the risen Savior. Stick with your King James Bible. And if your church doesn't teach that stuff, get out and find one that does. And I can tell you right now, there aren't many out there. And you've got a Bible. Go to the website if you want to get some good teachings on Paul only. And it does cover it all. Well, have a nice day.